You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those five-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever one of the seven in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better, and that's why I think they're the best machine out there. We, like I've said before, we own three of them, and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off, and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also, what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving, is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
All right. So today we're going to talk about tweaks for playoffs, and I like more what you're thinking about tweaks in the second half of the season too.
I agree. I would also say, like, I think last week's podcast was really important about what you emphasize. I think those other tweaks, if you don't have those things in those point of emphasis and you're not doing what your identity is, forget the tweaks, forget them. That's why my emphasis right now is last week when I talked, those are my points. And then those other things will fall into place. But if I don't have those things, then this podcast is a waste of your time today. I guess I'm just a little disgruntled. I mean, just saying, like, we got to have those things in place that you emphasize, you know, that culture piece, that those things that you value with the basketball and all those little things before, you know, you really start talking about tweaks.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I think the key to tweaks is addition by subtraction.
Right.
This is my issue, and this is where one of my assistant coaches helps me a lot. Some things we were doing offensively early in the season weren't working the way we needed. So we added some new things, and now we added, and we're going to probably add some new things as we move forward, but we're only going to add something if we subtract something. So we got rid of that. Wasn't working. We thought we were better at a specific part of our offense, and we weren't as good. So we got rid of it. We literally have not run it. We actually ran it yesterday. ran it yesterday in our walkthrough because the team we were playing was running it. So they could kind of remember what was going to happen. But other than that, it was, we haven't run it. We haven't run it in five games probably because it's not working. So, but then I added something new. So I'm only going to add, when I do my tweaks, you know, I change my out of bounds plays. Now, the only issue is sometimes situational work. I will keep adding to situation work. Down 7, 3 minutes to go, down 2 with 7 seconds to go. Some of those things, because we'll just rep those, and I'm probably going to take a timeout anyway to, hey, you go here, you do this, because we've already practiced it, blah, blah, blah. But those I will make sure I have enough in my arsenal. I like to add those. Those are kind of like vitamins. I add those over time. But other than that, if I'm like, I literally got rid of all my out of bounds plays, put a couple new ones in, and I'll probably put a new one in.
So today. What happens when those out of bounds plays have been so effective? You know, do you
then keep them? Yeah, but then I'll do little tweaks.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. So like right now, we had
why are you changing it if it's working?
Right. And right now it's been really effective. You know, I feel like ever since I made a change to a different alignment and so forth, we're scoring every game. We're just getting 3 to 4 buckets out of it. You know. So it's hard for me with that standpoint. I would say that the add and subtract is good. I've also I've tried not to add too much early so I can make more time to add things later. Right. But the key is that once you add something, you've got to know that it's working. So like the base offense that we have is working. Now I'm trying to think of, okay, what kind of sets can I do? What player do I want to emphasize or highlight? Like, all right. And you talk about this with sets, right? Oh, this set already gives me this action. I need this action now because this is how that player scores. For example, let's take player 4. Okay, player 4 is my 4 on my team. She is scoring a lot of points. She's playing really well. And she does really good off of 2 actions, coming off a back screen and posting up at her size and coming off a pin down screen. So right. how can I emphasize that? That's an easy, I mean, you can find a million sets or create sets to do that, but it's making sure that design, that set, that what you're doing fits your kids.
Right, and I also want to exploit, I want to be able to, if you watched our game from last night, yesterday, yeah. That we were able to exploit one of their players. I knew I could do that because I got calls to be able to basically isolate any specific player that I need to.
Yep. I have one too. I'm not going to tell
each
you
number.
It is.
I hate number. I think positionless basketball is the way to go. But anyway,
I actually just use the players' names. Yep. I literally call out their name and the girls know what to do.
Yep. And it's like an ISO kind of thing. And it worked. I mean, we scored a couple layup buckets. We literally scored uncontested layups in the half court at our level is crazy. You just don't do that. Right. But we were able to isolate a player and it worked, you know. And that's what I think works really well. So
are you saying too, when you get to tweaks in your offense, finding ways to just isolate a player or a matchup at the end of the season is huge too?
Yes.
Because I think it even becomes
simple.
Right.
Simple.
I think that's a great point, coach.
It's like it's an ISO. It's a like, blah, blah, blah. And then what we work on important with these tweaks is what we work on with the tweaks is if you don't have, this isn't me telling you, you can just shoot. It's if you don't have something, then we got to get back and what are we going to run offensively?
Right. So also tweaks can be something that you've already have that you like. Let's say I like my zone offense, which I do. I think it's doing well. I'm like, but how can I get my bigs to cross more? So I'll do an adjustment off of my zone. So I have 2 variations of the zone offense that I'm working with. So those little tweaks too of like just certain cuts and actions just in your simple zone offense is a tweak that can be super positive. We run a motion offense. We run a certain action that puts that player in the bottom of the zone, the 4-out-1 in. And now we have a different look by putting that one player in the bottom of the 1-4 high. Okay. I mean, the 4-out-1 in compared to somebody else, those little things can make a huge difference just by adding those simple little tweaks. It doesn't mean like I go from, I'm running this offense all the way to this offense. It's like, okay, what can I do to strengthen what I already have? Because at this point, playoff time, you better know what you're good at. Because if you haven't dumped it now, it's too late.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's what the whole season should be. What are we good at? What are we not? And you know, my team this year has been so injured and banged up. That's been the hardest part for me is
for sure.
I'm not sure what we're good at. Like, I know what individuals are, but I'm not sure, you know, we're missing the flour and the sugar to bake the cookies.
So right. Now, and then it comes to when you have those players who you're matched up to that night too, right?
Yeah.
Because like, oh my God, I have these, I know that this group, even though we're down, I can match up well. Oh man, this group here, man, I don't know what to do. And I don't know if our offense is good. So when you're injured and stuff like that, it makes it even harder.
Does so, to make sure that they're all tweaking. All right. Anything else?
Nope. Good conversation.
Great conversation. I think so too, Coach. Have some coffee. Those of you that are
kindness listening. Matters.
Yes, it does.
Hey everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.